Rather than think linearly, I believe it's better to think in terms of cycles, better to think of certain aspects of human history, and as we can see, it's a long history, as cyclical rather than linear. For example, ideas espoused by the ancient Greeks regarding their music, its expressive power, and its essential human appeal did, after a very long fallow period, cycle back to the forefront of Western musical thought about 600 years ago. The Greek ideal of music remains essentially our own ideal to the present day. But who's to say that in some point in the near or distant future, another vision of music, perhaps music as essentially a form of worship or meditation, won't cycle back to the forefront of our musical consciousness? Indeed, we cannot possibly know. We can only look at what we've got here today and draw our conclusions from that. So indeed, let us go back to the music of ancient Greece and let us start talking about that Greek ideal that so much is still part of our ideal of music here today. All right, with all of these thoughts in mind that I've just been rambling on about, I want us to think about Greek music not as an ancient icon or fossil, but as a musical culture whose ideas about music are as relevant to us here today as they were to the ancient Greeks 2,500 years ago. All right, please. The Greek world was an amalgam of independent city-states of considerable cultural and social diversity. First, I would just like to give some dates so we have some perspective on what we're talking about when we say the Greek world. Oh, about 1100 BCE, we see the Trojan War, and this is the Mycenaean Greeks against their brethren living in what today is Turkey. Between about 800 and 461 BCE, we see the rise of the Greek city-states in both the mainland of Greece and indeed all across the Mediterranean, including what today is Turkey, Sicily, the Italian peninsula, North Africa, and Spain. Circa 700 BCE, we see the advent of the Olympic Games. 497 BCE, that's the year that Pythagoras, the great mathematician and music theorist, dies. 450 BCE were the great days of Athens. 380 BCE, Plato pens his Republic. 330 BCE, Aristotle writes his Politics. 320 BCE, Aristoxenus writes his book on harmonic elements. 331 to 323 BCE, dates of Alexander's conquests. He essentially Hellenizes or Greekizes the known world from Europe through Central Asia. Now, despite its extraordinary diversity, there are some generalizations we can make about Greek culture and Greek music. First, Greek culture. It was an essentially humanistic one. Art, philosophy, ideals, ultimately put humankind at the center of all things. The Greeks felt that music was of divine origin and capable of healing the sick, purifying the mind and body, and working miracles in nature, that music had magical powers. So it is a religious view of music, but a religious view of music that recognizes the impact of music on individual human beings as an expressive force. And this is a very important thing to remember, this Greek view of music as essentially something that can change the hearts and natures of human beings. To the Greeks, music was thought of as something common or basic to activities that were connected with the pursuit of truth or beauty. Music was omnipresent in the Greek world. It was even apparently a sporting event. Music virtuosity was awarded at the Pan-Hellenic Games, along with running and discus throwing, wrestling, and boxing. Now, at the very heart of the Greek view of music was something we call the doctrine of ethos. This is very important. Please listen carefully. At the heart of Greek thought regarding music was the doctrine of ethos. The doctrine of ethos described the moral quality of music and its effects on people and nature. The doctrine of ethos was based on Pythagoras' view, which was come about, oh, we're talking 500 BCE or so. Pythagoras's view that music was a microcosm of the cosmos, a system of pitch and rhythm that was ruled by the same mathematical laws that operated the whole of the universe. Hence, the attribution of miracles to such mythological musicians as Apollo and Orpheus.